Masechet Avot Perek He Mishnah Yod. Mishnah says, Arba Midot Ba'adam. There are four levels of an attitude that mankind have in terms of sharing their possessions with other people. Number one, Ha'omer Sheli Sheli Veshelcha Shelach. A person who says, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Zo Mida Benonit. This is a moderate attitude. The person is neither a Sadiq, righteous, nor is he a Rasha, a wicked person. He doesn't want to benefit from other people, but he doesn't want anybody else to benefit from him. He goes to work, he makes his money, he doesn't make any demands of other people, and he just benefits from his own hard-earned money. He doesn't have any expectations. So we say this person, he's doing what he needs to do, he's taking care of himself, but he doesn't share with others, so therefore he's not righteous. But again, he's not taking from other people, so therefore he isn't wicked as well. V'yesh omrim zomin dat sedom, but other people disagree, and they say no. This is the attitude of the people of Sedom, a person who gets into the habit of not helping other people and not sharing his property with other individuals may go to the extreme, and he may not even give to other people when he doesn't lose out. A case of zenehene bezelo hased, where one person would benefit if he helps them, and he doesn't even lose out at all by giving. This person may not even do that. This is what the people in Sedom did. They lived in a large region that was had very good soil, but they wouldn't let anybody else pass through. Even if it didn't bother them, they didn't give. They became so focused on themselves that they had the inability to see that they could help others without any major annoyance whatsoever. So a person should avoid this type of path. Number two, Sheli Shelach Veshelcha Sheli. Am Ha'aretz. Second type of person is a person who says, what's mine is yours and what yours is mine. This person is an Am Ha'aretz. An Am Ha'aretz is usually something that we look at as a negative way, a common person. We usually refer to that as somebody who is ignorant and someone who doesn't do the right thing. But over here, we're calling the person a man of the land because he cares about the community functioning properly. He gives to others and he takes from them. It's the way society works. A person's willing to help out other people because he knows that in hand they'll help him back in return. So a person here is a man of the land. He is helping in the function and the flow of community, but he's also an Am Ha'aretz in terms of he's ignorant because he doesn't realize that Pasuk tells us in Mishle, Sone Matanot Yihyeh, somebody who hates gifts will live. So he still takes from other people, so he is called an Am Ha'aretz on some level. Number three, Sheli Shelach Veshelcha Shelach Hasid. The third category is a person who says, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours. We call this person a pious individual. He gives to others, and he never accepts from other people. We call him a hasid, because he's going beyond the letter of the law. He's not just giving because he knows he's going to get back and return something, but he's giving because he honestly believes in helping other people. The person here, of course, is not giving away all of his possessions. He's has what he needs to live, to get by, to pay his bills, and to take care of himself. And whatever he has extra, he realizes is a gift from Hashem, and therefore he gives to charity and he helps out other people. And the last category, number four, Sheli Sheli Veshelcha Sheli Rasha. A person who says, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. This is a wicked person. He's looking to just take from others, and he doesn't want to help anybody. He's only focused on himself, so we call this person a Rasha.